It's October 30th, 2006. Thanks for tuning in to this very special Halloween episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel, and thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
You must find another brain.
Right there was a great cover of Every Day is Halloween, a cover of the Ministry song by a band from Miami, Florida called The Postmarks. And The Postmarks I'm pretty excited about because they have not just Every Day is Halloween, that cover, which is great on its own, but they also have an album coming out in January. It's their debut album, and it promises to be very good. There's a couple of songs that have already been released from it on an EP that you can get in iTunes. And those couple songs, along with a whole bunch of remixes, which are available along with them on the EP, are quality goodness. You should look for links to that on the Sounds of My Head website. Also, Every Day is Halloween, that song I just played, you can download for free from their MySpace page. And I have to say this about them, their MySpace page isn't that bad looking, which that's actually a compliment because it is hard to make a MySpace page look anything other than heinous. And theirs actually looks pretty nice. So hats off to The Postmarks for doing a pretty nice job with their MySpace page. And, you know, Every Day is Halloween, it's a pretty good song to open up a special Halloween episode of The Sounds in My Head with. This whole episode is going to be songs that are good to put on your Halloween playlist. I know I personally like to have a playlist for every occasion, and Halloween is certainly an occasion. I've done special Halloween episodes every year the show has been around, so if you're looking for more Halloween stuff at the end of this episode, you can go back in the archives and download past episodes which feature other good quality Halloween related music. Alright, up next it's a guy from Melbourne, Australia named Julian Nation. He has an album that came out pretty recently called We Are All Writers, and on it there's a song called Halloween River Cruise. It's a great, great song from a pretty solid album, so if you like this track you should definitely check out the rest of the stuff by Julian Nation. Unfortunately it's a little hard to obtain because that seems to be a problem a lot of times with stuff from Australia, but it's worth it, so look into special ordering it off the website that I linked to, and you're going to like it. It's pretty good. If you like Jens Lechman especially, because his whole album kind of reminds me of something that Jens Lechman might put out. This song, no exception. Just check it out. Julian Nation with Halloween River Cruise right now on a special Halloween episode of The Sounds in My Head.
When I was 16, I first swore, I promised that I wouldn't write songs for those I didn't like. So I can't be off and I can't pretend that I don't care for you. You remind me of a girl in a book I'd read, But you like the unicorns and the faint instead of talking heads. A Halloween river cruise, my hopes sunk learning you were 22. The death of all the romance, but maybe those bright lights ahead are a sign of things to come, bright things to come. I took your flights of stairs as apprehensively as mine home, looking worse for wear, and wearing your last boyfriend's t-shirt, he still had his heart on the sleeves. Hand in hand and hearts in mouths, though it's Halloween, I didn't mean to scare your parents. Well, that's not why I kissed you. Our hearts too malleable to break, they just assume another shape.
Do you remember that sunny day? Somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere, didn't have nothing to do that day, didn't want to do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking,
you got a way of talking,
and it's something about you.
Wanna be haunted by the ghost of your precious love, of your precious love.
First time I saw you standing in the street, you were so cool you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask, what's he like? I see he's kind of shy, but that's the precious love, of your precious love, of your precious love.
I build my world around you, I'll bless the day I found you.
I'll stay beside you, I'll never leave or tell you lies that you never believe. Wanna be haunted by the ghost, I wanna be haunted by the ghost,
I wanna be haunted by the ghost, wanna be haunted by the ghost, I wanna be haunted by the ghost, I wanna be haunted by the ghost, I wanna be haunted by the ghost, wanna be haunted by the ghost,
with your precious love.
You got a way of walking,
you got a way of talking,
and it's something about you.
That's the kind of girl I am. He's my kind of
I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
That right there was Shane McGowan and the Popes with the song Haunted featuring Sinead O'Connor. That's from Shane McGowan's debut album as Shane McGowan and the Popes. He, of course, was the lead singer for the Pogues for quite a long while. And when they split off, he went off and did his own thing with the Popes. Not to be confused with the Pogues. A little confusing. Popes and Pogues. Anyway, that was from his first album without the Pogues called The Snake. And it's a great album. I really like that album a lot. It sounds a lot like the Pogues, which is good. Because Shane McGowan, he manages to just sound as drunk as can be all the damn time. I think because he's actually completely drunk all the time. But that's just rampant speculation. All right, up next, it's a band from Long Island. They're called Blue Oyster Cult. I'm sure you've heard of them because they've been around forever. They're formed in the 60s and they're still going strong today. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong on that. I'm pretty sure they are. They're, of course, a heavy metal band, but they have a huge hit song, which is perfect for playing on Halloween. So put this one in your playlist. I don't think everyone always thinks to put this in their playlist, but they should. This is Don't Fear the Reaper, originally from Agents of Fortune, but it can be found on any number of greatest hits records, which is what I pulled it from. Check it out, Blue Oyster Cult, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind.
That right there was a song called Late October 2006. You can guess the date they're talking about. Late October, 2006, huh? That's today and tomorrow is what that is. It was by a band called Adam Roddick. Adam Roddick is actually, I have to admit here, a close personal friend. He is a close personal friend of the Sounds in My Head. I've known him for a long time. My girlfriend has known him much longer. And we're good pals. And he has a band and he makes music. And he made that song. And it's a Halloween song. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to put that on my show. And if you liked it, you can download it from MySpace. That's right, Adam has a MySpace page, and I linked to it on the Sounds of My Head website. The thing is, a lot of people have MySpace pages. I've always had a MySpace page, personally. I've never used it at all, but I've had one. I think everyone has one to some degree, but not everyone uses them to the same degree. But anyway, I have a new MySpace page. I've created a new MySpace account for the Sounds of My Head, so now you can befriend the sounds in my head, and if you send a friend request, I'll say, yeah, I'm your friend now, and we could be friends. I'm not going to be picky, so you don't have to, like, shovel through all the photographs you've ever had of yourself and try and find the one that makes you look the hottest, or whatever it is people do, and then upload that, because I'm not going to look at it and go, she's not hot enough, like, he doesn't look like he's, you know, works out enough, or whatever it is that people look for in MySpace photos. What am I talking about? I don't know. My point is, I have a MySpace page for the sounds in my head, and I'll befriend you if you request me to be your friend. So go to myspace.com/TSIMH. That's myspace.com/the initials for the sounds in my head. And say, hey, I want to be your friend. And I'll say, sure, let's be friends. And while you're in MySpace, you can shuttle your way on over to the Oklahoma band The Evangelicals, because they have an awesome song that they just released for Halloween called, you guessed it, The Halloween Song, which is pretty awesome, and I like it a lot, and I'm going to finish up the show this week with it. A free download from The Evangelicals. Here's The Halloween Song right now, finishing up this special Halloween episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Josh Jones wishing you a happy Halloween. I'll see you around.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Mr. Ghost Goes to Town by the John Buzzin Trio, Ghost Song by Air, and Ghost 4 by Caleb Sampson. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, why not befriend me at MySpace? Go to myspace.com/TSIMH and click the friend request button.
We must find another brain.